Good morning, ladies. It's so nice to be with you again this morning.
早上好，很高兴再次看到大家。
Today, I have been talking to you about the end times.
我在给大家讲这个末世。
And sometimes that's a little hard.
有的时候这个是比较困难的，比较艰难的。
And maybe even a bit scary.
好像有点吓人。
Because the unknown is always scary to us.
因为这个未知的数呢，未知的东西对我们来讲总是有点可怕。
But today, I'm going to talk to you about the five glorious promises.
但是今天呢，我要讲五个，就是说，神给我们这个荣耀的应许。
Now, I'm not going to get to all of them, but I'm going to try to get at least two, maybe two of them.
当然五个我肯定是讲不完，我尽量可能能讲两个或更多。
We see that Jesus now is with his disciples. More than a half of the years. He's probably about into his third year.
我们现在看到主耶稣呢，跟他的门徒在一起，应该可能都已经是他的这个事工进入第三年，跟他们花了有三年的时光在一起。
Or maybe second, but anyhow, it's John 14.
这是在约翰福音第14章。
He had been preaching, teaching, healing. Now he had a special message for his disciples and followers.
他一直在讲道，在教导，也在医治，但是他现在有一对他的门徒跟他的跟随者有一个特别的信息。
This is the first hint that Jesus was not going to be what they thought he was going to be.
这是第一个，就是一个暗示，一个提示，就是主耶稣不是像他们所想象的，他要去的地方。
Because the Jews at that time thought that the Messiah was going to be a man that would come and fight against Rome and free them and be rulers of the world.
因为那时候犹太人相信呢，弥赛亚呢会来，会跟罗马政府争战，然后击败罗马政府，然后让以色列成为一个统治全球的国家。
They didn't expect that the Messiah would come to die.
他们可是没期待弥赛亚会来并且死。
But of course, if they had read the 53rd chapter of Isaiah and studied it, they would know that there was going to be a suffering Messiah.
但是如果他们仔细的去读以赛亚书第53章的时候，他们会知道有一个受苦的基督。
Now, you know, this starts off with a sentence that is very good for today.
然后呢，这一章呢，有一句开始，这一句对我们今天是非常有帮助的。
And this is the first sentence, let not your hearts be troubled.
14章第一节说，你们心里不要忧愁。
Now today we're living in troubled times.
今天我们都活在这个令人愁苦的日子里。
So let's think he's right here looking us right in the eye.
想象一下，主耶稣就看着你的眼睛。
And he's saying to you, let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me.
主耶稣说， 你们心里不要忧愁，你们信神也当信我。
Because I want to tell you something.
因为我要告诉你一些事情。
In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would not have told you. And that I go to prepare a place for you.
在我父的家里有许多住处，若是没有，我就早告诉你们了。我去原是为你们预备地方去。
And he was talking to the disciples and he was talking to us.
他在跟他的门徒讲话，也在对我们说话。
For this is for his children.
但这个是特别的给他的孩子，给他的儿女的。
He goes on and says, and you will know the way to where I am going.
他说，我在哪里，叫你们也在哪里。
Now in the fifth verse, we see Thomas very honest because We even call him Doubting Thomas. But Thomas seemed to want to know things, what they were. It really, what do you mean, Lord? And he said to him, Lord, we do not know where you're going. How can we know the way?
我们在第五节就看到这个多马，多马呢是一个非常直率的人，然后甚至后边的人都说他是就是疑惑的，就是怀疑的多马。然后他就是听到了，他就很想搞清楚怎么回事，所以他就问说，主啊，我们不知道你往哪里去，怎么知道那条路呢？
And he meant the way to the Father's house where you're going. How do we know? And Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
因为他就说，那我们怎么到父的家里去呢？我们也不知道那条路。主耶稣就回答说，我就是道路、真理、生命。
No one comes to the Father except through me.
若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
Now this is a saying that today we are trying, many people are trying to put this aside.
很多人呢就想把在今天的世界里想把这一点给就不讲把它给排开。
The Pope has been saying, it doesn't matter, God loves us, he loves all the people, it doesn't matter what you believe, even an atheist will see God.
然后呢现在的教皇怎么讲呢他说不管说是什么样的人神都爱他就是那个无神论者他有一天他也会见到神。神爱我们所有的人。
But Jesus made it very clear, except for me, except you accept me and what I have done for you, you can't make it to my Father's house.
但是主耶稣讲的非常的清楚说若不是借着我若不是你相信接受我为你所做的没有人可以到我的父家里去。
And here again we see he declares his deity. He said, if you had known me, you would have known my Father also.From now on, you do know him and have seen him. In other words, in me, you have seen him.
然后呢，在这里主耶稣再次宣告他的神性。他说，你们若认识我，你就认识我的父。从今以后，你们认识他，并且已经看见他。就是在主耶稣里边，你就可以看见神。
Now, this is known as in our theology as the rapture of the church.
下边呢讲到的就是这个教会的被提在我们的神学词汇里边。
At some future time, they have been waiting for this since the first century when Paul preached this. But at some future time, the Lord will come back for those who believe on him. He will change their bodies from something that's corruptible into something incorruptible.
就是在从第一世纪开始其实门徒就在所有的相信的人就在等待的在未来的一个时间神会把我们提走然后就是那个我们的身体会从一个必朽坏的变成一个不朽坏的。
Now, this was not in the Old Testament prophecies.
这个没有在旧约的预言里边。
There seems to be one little verse in Isaiah that may hint to this, but this was not for the Jewish church.
他在以赛亚书里边可能有一句经文有点暗示，但是这个不是给犹太的这个教会的。
It's what we know of as the church that Jesus started, the church age we call it.
他是称为这个是给教会时代，就是这个教会是主耶稣所开始的，是给教会的这个碑题。
Now, Paul went to a city called Thessalonica.
保罗曾经去帖撒罗尼迦城传道。
There were many synagogues there, so he went to one of the synagogues and began to teach.
然后那里边有很多会堂，他就去了一个会堂，开始在那里教导。
And will you believe it? He was only there 3 weeks preaching.
你可以相信吗？保罗在那个帖撒罗尼迦只讲道讲了三个星期。只待了三个星期。
They had never even heard about Jesus. These were Jews, but there in that short period of 3 weeks, he told them about him, Jesus coming back.
然后呢，即使只有短短的三个星期，这些人是从来没有听过耶稣，但是他就保罗跟他们传讲了耶稣，并且耶稣的再来。
And this is where they began to grasp hold of this.And this became the thing that drove the Christians down through the years. Jesus is coming back for me.
然后呢，这个的他们就开始抓住这个真理，也是这个驱动他们的往前行的一个力量。他们就在等着说，主耶稣会为我再来。
Let's look and see what Paul said to this church. 1 Thessalonians 4, verses 13 through 18.
我们来看保罗对这个教会所写的书信，在帖撒罗尼迦前书四章13到18节。
We don't want, he said, but we don't want you to be uninformed, brothers and sisters, about those who have died, so that they may not grieve as others do who have no hope.
他说，论到睡了的人，就是死了的人，我们不愿意弟兄们不知道，恐怕你们忧伤，像那些没有指望的人一样。
And it seemed like he was saying there, there's going to be a lot of us that may die, that may not, we're not going to see this rapture.But it's going to happen.
他就说，好像保罗就说，我们会有很多人可能会死，我们也看不到这个被提，但是这个会发生。
And he continued, and they said, "For since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so through Jesus, God will bring with him those who have died."
他说，我们若信耶稣死而复活了，那已经在耶稣里睡了的人，神也必将他们与耶稣一同带来。
For this we declare to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no way precede those who have died.
我们现在造主的话告诉你们一件事，我们这活着还存留到主降临的人，断不能在那已经睡了的人之先。
So it seems as if it had gotten out, God, Jesus is coming back. He's going to come back and take us with him. But then the thought came to others that after, it may have been that others started to say this, well, the dead won't have any part in that.
然后他们就是本来在等的说，哎呀，主耶稣会再来，会把我们带走。然后就有人就想到说，那死了的人呢，他们可能就不会有任何就是跟这个被提有任何关系，他们就错失了这个被提，那他们怎么办呢？
It's only of those of us who are still alive.
只有对那些还活着的人才跟被提有份。
But Paul wanted to correct them.
但是保罗想要纠正他们。
So he said, it's like this.
保罗就是这样的。
And we see this in the last part. For the Lord himself, with a shout, with the archangel calling out, and the sound of trumpets, God's trumpet, will descend from heaven, and then the dead in Christ will rise first. They're going to hear it first. Then we who are alive and remain,will be caught up in the clouds together with them to meet the Lord in the air.
他说，保罗说，因为主必亲自从天降临，有呼叫的声音和天使长的声音，又有神的号吹响，那在基督里死了的人必先复活，以后我们这活着还存留的人必和他们一同被提到云里，在空中与主相遇，这样我们就要和主永远同在。
And so we see, he said, so will we be with the Lord forever. This was a final thing.
他说，我们与主永远同在，这是最后的，这就是。
Then he added a little thing.
保罗又加了一小句。
That has been the cry for 2,000 years. He said, therefore, encourage one another with these words.
然后这个就是2000年以来的这个呼喊，就是保罗所说的，就是说，所以你们当用这些话彼此劝慰。
I had a dear friend who was a sister pastor not far from where I was. She was preaching. She was older than me, and she was a godly woman.
我也有一个朋友，她也是一位牧师，一个姐妹，然后她比我年纪大，非常敬虔的一位老姐妹。
But in her younger days, she was married.
她年轻的时候她结婚了。
And her husband left her for another woman.
但是她的先生呢就离开她跟另外一个女人跑了。
It devastated her.
这真的是让她生活就是绝望。
She was working in a clothing factory then.
他那个时候呢，是在一家那个制衣厂工作。
She said, during this period of my life, I would get up in the morning and I would say, Lord, I can make it till lunch. Maybe you'll come at lunchtime.
然后他说他那个很艰难的这段时间里，他就说他每天早晨他起来的时候，他就跟神祷告说：“神呐，我可以坚持到中午，也许你中午就回来了。”
And then lunch come and it didn't come. And she said, but Lord, I'm believing and I can make it until maybe it was supper time, she said.
然后到了中午，神还没有回来，他就跟神说：“神呐，也许你可以晚餐的时候你就回来，我可以坚持到晚上。”
And she told me she went through that whole period of suffering, the agony of it, always believing that maybe soon Jesus would come.
然后他说，他整个的那段很痛苦的时期，当他走过来的，就是说，他相信说，也许什么时候主耶稣就回来了。
Maybe some of us, instead of doubting when these troubles come, instead of complaining, instead of feeling like what's going to happen and get anxious, maybe we should start living. Well, maybe soon Jesus will come.
所以，也许我们之中，我们有焦虑的，或者说在疑惑将来会发生什么事情，也心里很担心的，我们可以告诉自己说，可能很快主耶稣就回来了。
Now that's the first promise I want to tell you about.
这是我所要告诉大家的，神给我们的第一个奇妙的应许。
Now this has nothing to do with the tribulation.
这个跟大灾难没有什么关系。
He didn't say just before the tribulation I'm going to come. No, he just tells us I'm coming back at a time that my father has said it. And I'm sure that's what he meant. My father has said it. I'm coming back to get you someday.
然后呢这个他不是说在大灾难之前我会把你们都提走，而是他说我会在父所指定的时间我会来接走你们，但是他是说他会来。
That is a glorious promise, isn't it?
对不对？那是一个非常荣耀的应许。
Actually, many of us are holding on to that right now.
我们很多人现在就是紧紧的抓着这个应许。
When I see things crumbling about me, you know, I know the Lord is there, and one of these days the trump is going to sound, and we're going to hear that. I don't know whether it's going to be in our spirit or in our ear, but all of a sudden,Gravity's not going to hold us anymore, and we're going to be gone like that in a twinkle, not even a wink. A twinkle, that's when like the light hits it in your eye, and we're going to be gone.
然后呢，就是我就是说，想到说我们现在呢，就是虽然我周围的世界好像一片混乱，每件事情都在解散似的，然后我想到说，就在有一。到了时间的时候，我不知道是我们的耳朵还是我们的心里，我们会听到那个号角的声音，然后就在那么一刹那之间，那个一刹那有多短呢？就是眨眼之间，我们就走了，就和神同在。
You know what? One of the things that he said that I'm going to prepare a place. You know, he's preparing the events that will happen after we get there also.
主耶稣说我要为你们预备地方，他也在预备，就是我们离开这个世界之后，我们被提之后，这个世界上所要发生的事件。
We're not going, he's not coming back, taking us back to his father's house, just for us to sit there and twist our fingers, or even to sing our songs. He has something wonderful planned for us.
他不是说把我们提走之后，我们到了父的家里，就在那里就是唱歌呀，或者就是无事，没有什么事情可以做，无所事事的。他给我们预备了很多很好的、很棒的事情。
Now we have gotten to heaven.
现在呢，我们到天上了。
And suddenly we're going to see, at least that's my idea, suddenly we're going to see a big, beautiful display of a great, large judgment seat.
然后呢我们会突然之间，这是我想象的啊，就看到一个很大的一个荣耀的一个那个审判台。
It has a name.
这上面有名字。
It's known as the judgment seat of Christ or the judgment seat of God.
他称为
Paul wrote about this.
保罗写到这是耶稣的审判台前，就是耶基督或者神的审判台。
We can see this in 2 Corinthians 5:10.
我们在哥林多后书五章第十节可以看到这一点。
You say, how did Paul know all this?
你说保罗怎么会知道这一切呢？
Well, I'm not quite sure when God told him all of this, but I suspect there was a time Paul said, I don't know if this man was in the body or out of the body. In other words, he's saying Paul wouldn't name his own name, but it was him. He was saying, I don't know if this was a dream, a vision, or if I was there, but he said, he went to the third heaven.
我不知道这是神什么时候告诉保罗，有可能是，我猜想是在保罗曾经在哥林多十二章讲到，他说他一个人，他说我不知道在身内还是身外，是在梦里还是异象里，还是真的看到，但是呢，到第三层天上去。
He said, I saw some things that I can't talk about.
他说我在那里所看到的是我人不可说的。
But I sort of suspect, I'm not sure, but I sort of suspect that God showed him some of these things he could talk about.
然后呢，我就是在猜想啊，当然我不是很确定，就是神向保罗显示了这些事情，就是他可以言说的。
It could have been after he was saved and the apostles were afraid of him and he really didn't know a whole lot. So about 14 years he was out and part of that time he was in the desert alone with God.
然后也有可能是当时保罗刚信主的时候呢，他还不是知道的特别多，然后呢那个门徒也都害怕他，不跟他交往，所以他有很多年呢他是待在那个旷野里边，然后 3 years in arable desert of 14 years.
Well, there was 14 years that he was not in the service, but part of that time he was in the desert, part of that time he was working and making tents and things, that's where they found him, you know,
okay,
so we don't know.
他就说他有14年之久，他基本上是没有在服侍，但是他有的时候在旷野，有的时候在支帐篷，然后也可能是在那个时候神向他显示这些。
Maybe it's there, but I don't remember. But anyhow, I know it was a period of 14 years that before he really got strong into the gospel.
然后就是他是在信主之后14年他开始服侍，他那时候真的是在福音上很起牢固。
Well, it really doesn't matter when God told him, but it seems as if God had opened this thing to him. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5:10, he tells us this.
在哥林多后书五章十节，神向他显示，他这样，保罗这样说。
He said, we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done in their body according to what we have done, whether it's good or bad.
因为我们众人必要在基督台前显露出来，叫个人按着本身所行的或善或恶受报。
So it seems that there will be something, there'll be a judgment, and we're going to stand before God, not whether we're saved, we're there. Not whether we've given our life to Christ, no, we are there. But there's a judgment about our works, what we've done.
然后这个审判呢，不是说我们是不是得救，我们已经被饶恕，我们已经得救了，这个审判是关乎我们的工作，我们的行为。
Romans 14:10, he chides the people, he says, why do you pass judgment on your brothers or sisters? Or you, why do you despise your brothers or sisters? For we will stand before the judgment seat of God. He was trying to tell them.
罗马书十四章第十节给弟兄写到说，你这个人为什么论断弟兄呢？为什么轻看弟兄呢？因我们都要站在神的台前。
Now what will happen at this judgment seat? Who will be judged? The scriptures tell us this. We see that the participation in this judgment seat of Christ are the members, all those that's going to be a part of it, are the members of the New Testament church.They're people who trusted Christ, who was a savior, who took part in the day of Pentecost, as well as their own personal Pentecost, until the coming of Christ for his church.
然后我们看到在这个基督台前所被站立的人呢，都是就是新约教会的成员，是从 五旬节开始那时候信主的，一直到基督再来时候，对所有相信主的这个教会的。
It seems that it doesn't include the Old Testament believers. There's another time that they're still going to be asleep. There's another time they will arise.
然后呢，这个不包括旧约时代的那个信主的，就是圣徒，旧约时代的，应该是他们仍然在睡着，然后会有一个特别的一个分别的时期是给他们的这个审判。
Now it's not going to be about our faith. Our faith
这个不是在于我们的信心。
But it's going to be about our actions.
这个是不是审判我们是否得救，而是来就是来判断我们的行为，我们的工作。
Even in Psalm 62:2 said this, and that you, O Lord, are loving, surely you will reward each person according to what he has done.
他说诗篇62:12说，主啊，慈爱也是属乎你，因为你照着个人所行的报应他。
Even in the Old Testament, they knew there'd be some time, but there'd be a time when we would be rewarded for the good and what we had done. So Jesus tells us this. Go ahead.
即使在旧约，他们也知道说可能会有一个时间，我们会因为自己所行的，就受到一个判断，一个审判。
Not too long after the 14th chapter of John, we see in the 16th chapter, I believe it must have been just a while, but anyhow, in the Matthew 16:28, it says this, for the Son of Man,
马太福音第16:27说，
for the Son of Man is going to come in his Father's glory with his angels, and then he will reward each personAccording to what he has done.
人子要在他父的荣耀里同着众使者降临，那时候他要照个人的行为报应个人。
Now that was strong, that was powerful. He was telling us exactly what he's going to do. But even Paul in Ephesians 6:8 reinforces that.
然后这个主耶稣讲的这个是很强有力的，很非常强有力的，就是很强壮的。然后呢，在保罗在以弗所书6:8也这样讲到
：Knowing that whatever good we do, we will receive the same again from the Lord, whether we are slaves or free.
因为晓得个人所行的善事，无论是为奴的，是自主的，都必按所行的得主的赏赐。
So this is not going to be a judgment of sins. We've already been judged from sin.
所以这个不是对于罪的审判，我们已经罪的审判已经发生过了。
We see Psalms 103:10-12. He says this: He has not dealt with us according to our sins.Nor punished us according to our iniquities. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our sins from us.
诗篇103:10-12说，他没有按我们的罪过待我们，也没有照我们的罪孽报应我们。天离地何等的高，他的慈爱向敬畏他的人也是何等的大。东离西有多远，他叫我们的过犯离我们也有多远。
The psalmist realized once our sins are forgiven, and we live within that perimeter of his child, our sins have been forgotten.They're as far as the east is from the west. And you know, when you go east, you keep going east, you keep going east, you keep going east, you never hit the west. So we see that's how far our sins are gone. He's not going to judge us for our sins.
就是诗篇的作者就告诉我们，一旦我们的罪被饶恕，我们现在就活在这个范围，就是我们作为神的儿女来活。你知道从东往西，如果你从东往走，一直往西走，你永远也到不了西边。就是说神不仅饶恕我们的罪，也忘记我们的罪，就像他让东离西有多远一样。
So now we see that the psalmist says it's going to go as far as east from the west our sins. Listen to what Micah says.
然后呢，东离西有多远，我们的过犯离我们也有多远。我们再看弥迦怎么说。
In Micah 7:19, he will again have compassion on us. He will subdue our iniquities. you will cast all of our sins into the depths of the sea.
他说，弥迦说，神必在怜悯我们，将我们的罪孽踏在脚下，又将我们一切的罪投于深海。
He's telling us, as deep as the deepest part of the sea, there goes my sins. They're forgiven. And we see that Jesus, that God said he forgives our, and he forgets our sin. He doesn't hold them against us anymore.
就是说神真的是把我们的罪孽投入深海，神真的是饶恕赦免，而且忘记我们的罪，他不会再用我们的罪再抓着我们，再好像来威胁我们。
We know that Paul said there's no more condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
保罗说在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了。
John told us in John 5:24, I tell you the truth, whoever hears my words and believes him who has sent me has eternal life and will not be condemned. He has crossed over from death to life.
约翰福音五章二十四节说，我实实在在的告诉你们，那听我话又信差我来者的就有永生，不至于定罪，是已经出死入生了。
We see that Jesus paid that price for our sins. Once we are forgiven, once we serve him with all of our heart, he never remembers those things. I had a friend one time, she was a preacher too.
然后呢，我们知道当主耶稣在十字架上为我们的罪付出了代价，他饶恕了我们，他真的就是不再忘记，就是把我们的罪完全涂抹掉。我有一位朋友，他也是一个传道人。
She said, one day, Satan came at me about something in my past, and he just loaded that burden on me, and I became so heavy and hurting. Oh, I went back and I said, oh, God, forgive me.Forgive me of this. And she said she heard a little voice or something within her say, what sin?
然后有一个朋友他就说，有一天的那个撒旦呢，就是让他想起来他过去就是没有信主之前的罪，就把这让他觉得非常的沉重，他整个人都要垮下去似的。他就跟神祷告说，神啊，你饶恕我，饶恕我的罪。然后他就在他的灵里边好像听到一个小小的声音说，什么罪？
She was so happy. She said, here, she remembered it. Satan remembered it, used against her. And God was saying, what sin? He had forgotten it. It's gone as far as it could go from him.
然后他就说他记得他的罪，然后撒旦也记得他的罪，并且用这个罪来攻击他。但是神说什么罪？神真的是把他的罪都投到了深海里。
So we see that this judgment seat,is not designed to punish believers, but rather to reward them for their faithfulness.
然后这个基督的审判台不是要审判信徒，而是要对他们，其实是一个赏赐，要因为他们所做的给他们的一个赏赐。
But you know, it sort of makes us think, you know, I got to give an account of what I've done.
就是说有的时候我们心里面会想，哎呦，我要为我所做的一切要交账。
After I've trusted Jesus, he's keeping account of all the things I've done.
我都信主了，难道他还把我所做的一切都记录下来吗？
Yes, Jesus said to them, he tried to tell them about those that sowed and so, but the one thing he said that helps you out, he said, if you give a cup of cold water in my name,He will reward you even for that cup of cold water to a needy, thirsty soul.
然后呢，主耶稣是说，就是说，如果你们为了我的名给一杯凉水给其中的一个小子，我都会纪念。就是我们给一个，哪怕是一个饥渴的一个灵魂，哪怕给一杯小小的凉水，神都会纪念。
See, he's going to judge different than we judge.
神的审判跟我们的审判是不同的。
We look up at great preachers and think, oh, they're the ones that's going to get the great rewards. Maybe not so many of them, because some of them do it in pride. Some of them do it because they just have to. It depends on the motive of their heart. So that one that gives a cup of cold water may get more reward in some ways than the one who has pride, it has allowed that to be in their lives.
然后呢，我们判断就说，看到比如说那种很伟大的，就是很出名的讲员，我们就哎呀，他们肯定是得到最大的赏赐。但是不一定，有的时候那个他这样的一个讲道的人，他可能或者是出于一个骄傲，或者是出于他里边他不得不如此做。所以呢，一个给一杯凉水的这个人，有可能他们得到的赏赐比那个还多，因为神看我们的动机，看我们的里边。
Of course, from what I read from God's word, if he has pride in his heart, he's not going to get there.
然后我从神的话语里我知道，如果你里边有骄傲的话，你是没法到站得住的。
But they have problems, they're in danger of that if they allow that to come into their hearts.
如果就是说这个人他允许这个骄傲在他里边生根，在他里边开始成，就是这样子来在他的生命中的时候，那是很危险的一件事。
So now we see that this judgment seat is not for our sins, but it's for what we have done for Jesus through these years that we have been his child.
这个审判台呢，不是对罪的审判，而是说对我们信主之后这些年，我们为主耶稣所做的这一切，对这些一切行为的审判。
Now I want to read three verses in 1 Corinthians 3.
我想要来看哥林多前书三章三节的三句。
I'm going to read verse 10, 12, and 13.
哥林多前的三 3, 10, and what?
10, 12, no, the third chapter, the 10th verse, the 12th verse, and the 13th verse.
就是第三章的第十节、十二节、十三节，哥林多前书。
According to the grace of God, which is given to me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation and another builds on it. Now, Paul's talking about how God gifted him and chose him to do the work he was doing. He doesn't expect it of you and me. He only expects what he has chosen us to do and to be. But let each one of us take heed.How we build on the foundation of Christ. How if anyone builds on this foundation with gold, silver, precious stone, or wood, hay, straw, each one's work will become manifested, for the day will declare it, because it will be revealed by fire, and fire will try each one of our works and what sort that it was.
我照神所给我的恩，好像一个聪明的工头立好了根基，有别人在上面建造。就是说神保罗呢，神给他的这个恩典呢，是要他能够做这种使徒的这种基础的工作，但是神也向他给他启示，神没有期待我们做跟保罗同样的工，因为我们每个人的这个恩赐和这个所神所期待我们所做的工是不同的。然后保罗下边说，只是个人要谨慎怎样在上面建造。若有人用金银宝石草木禾秸在这根基上建造，个人的工程必然显露，因为那日子将要他表明出来，有火发现，这火要试验个人的工程怎样。
But what he's saying here, that you and I, each one of us, when we became a child of God, he saved us, he changed our lives, he has given us the word of God to build up our faith, all of these things he have done, but we have a foundation. See, we come in and start on a foundation. And he said, how are you going to build on that, your foundation.
就是说保罗是说我们都被神拯救，然后呢神拯救了我们，然后神也给我们的话语，神改变我们的生命，我们进到神的家里，我们是有一个这样一个根基呢。那我们进到这个神的家里，我们有这个根基，我们要小心，你和我每个人，我们要在怎么样在这个根基上建造我们的工程。
Are you going to build it, he said, with gold and silver and precious stones?
你是要用金银宝石来建造吗？
Or is your foundation going to be wood and hay and straw?
或者你要是用这个草木禾秸在这根基上建造。
Because in that day, I'm going to take your foundation and I'm going to set it on fire. And I'm going to see what is left.
然后呢，因为那天我要把你的这个根基和你上面的工程放在火上，我要看烧过之后有什么东西留下来。
We're going to find out that there's going to be those who's going to suffer loss.
我们会发现有的人呢，会在那个时候呢，会遭到很大的损失。
Not everyone's going to receive the same rewards.
不是每个人都会受到同样的赏赐。
And we're going to see that when this happens, some of us are going to gain. Some of us are going to lose. Some things I thought was, well, I really did for the Lord, but somehow there was something there that just turned out like hay. And it tells us what he's going to do with this.
然后呢，就是我们在那天我们就会发现呢，有些东西呢，就是哇，一直在增加，但是有些就一直在受亏损。然后呢，有的东西你觉得，哎呀，我是为神做了很大的工作，结果呢，是草木就被烧了。然后我们看最后留下来的会怎么样。
Now let me remind you of this. Paul tells us in First Corinthians 3:15, if anyone's work is burned, they will not suffer loss, but they themselves will be saved, yet so as through fire. So he wants to tell us, okay, your works may have burned all up, but you're still my child.
然后第十五节他说，人的工程若被烧了，他就要受亏损，自己却要得救。虽然得救，仍像从火里经过了一样，就是你所做的这些工程都被全部被火烧了，你受了亏损，但是神说你仍然是我的孩子。
You see, fire was typical of judgment.
那个在这个火基本上就是表现，就是代表着这个审判。
We see in Genesis 19:24 that the Lord said, then the Lord rained down burning sulfur on Sodom and Gomorrah from the Lord out of the heavens. He used fire to burn up that which wasn't good, evil.
然后呢，在创世纪19:24说，那时耶和华将火硫磺与火从天上耶和华那里降于索多玛和俄摩拉，就是说神是用这个用火来审判这个地上的这个邪恶罪恶。
Moses talked about our Lord being a consuming fire.
摩西讲到说，耶和华是烈火，是烈焰。
So here we are. We are in. We the rapture's come, or the dead. I was one of the dead. I expect I might be one of the dead. But anyhow, one of the dead or the alive that comes up in the rapture. Now we've got into the throne room.There's this big, beautiful throne, but then there's a place where I have to go and lay down my life's work.
然后呢，就是说我们现在是被提了，我们进到天上一个很美的这个宝座前面，然后但是我们要在审判台前，我们所有的一生的工作呢都要被火烧。
I don't know how I'm going to feel.
我不知道那时候我会是什么样的感受。
John said this in 1 John 2:28. And now, little children, abide in him. And when he appears, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming.
Which verse, Mommy? Can you say again?
1 John 2:28.
Yeah, I found that. 他就说是这样的。约翰一书2:28，他说小子们呢，你们要住在主里边，这样他若显现，我们就可以坦然无惧。当他来的时候，在他面前也不至于惭愧。
So he wants us to come to heaven with confidence.
所以神想要我们坦然无惧的到天堂上去。
Okay, now we're going to see that the believers will receive a full reward for their deeds of faith.
所以我们看到信主的人呢，因为他们的行为呢，会有一个完全的一个赏赐。
He said, look to yourselves, in 2 John 8, he says, look to yourselves that we do not lose those things that we have worked for, but that we may receive a full reward.
2 John 8?
I'm sorry, 2 John chapter, you know, that's only one chapter.
One chapter,
verse
yeah.
Verse 8.
Yeah, 他说你们要小心，不要，约翰二书二章八节，你们要小心，不要失去 你们或我们所做的工，乃要 得着满足的赏赐。
So we see that the scriptures tell us we may lose our reward, because in Revelations 3:6, he said, Behold, I come quickly, hold fast that you have, that one, no one can take your crown.
You mean the Revelation 3:16?
311,
yeah. 他就说在我们有可能会失去我们的赏赐，所以在启示录三章十一节说，你要持守你所有的，免得有人夺去你的冠冕。
Well, I haven't come to the end of this, but it looks like I've taken up about the time that I can have.
是啊，我还没讲完。
I'll have to continue this next week to let you know what happens, how it happens, and oh my.Sometimes when I think about it, I myself have to feel, oh, Lord, oh, Lord. But anyhow, next week, I hope, or whenever I speak again, I don't know if it's next week, but whenever I speak again, I'll finish up on this.
就是说我今天我的时间到了，我也很想讲完，但是我看着说神啊，真是我们需要警醒。那我下一次讲的时候，我就把这个讲完。
Let's just have a word of prayer. Father,
那我们一起祷告。
We really do want to have something to lay before you.
父啊，我们真的是想在你面前有些可以呈现在你面前的东西。
Give us that zeal and that desire.
给我们那样的心愿，给我们那样的热情。
You're not looking for great things.
你不是在寻找这些了不起的伟大的事情。
You're looking for our faithful living.
你要的就是我们的忠心。
Just be faithful.
就是要忠心。
To be obedient to you.
就是对你顺服。
Bless our women, Lord.
求你祝福我们其中的每一位。
In Jesus' name.
这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.